Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
248-539-9797. The ticket text, 248-539-9797. It's the Jamie and Stoney program. No Jamie, no Stoney. Instead, you have the Gov, you have Heather, and of course you have me, Jeff Rieger. And listen, guys, I got to get this off my chest, and I thought I would do it on the radio, and I come to you. I think you guys are my friends, or at least friendly to me, so maybe you'll guide me the right way, and I want to throw this out to the people as well. I was on with Wojo on Friday, and I mentioned to him that I was going to go play poker. So I played poker on Friday night till 4 in the morning. It was fun. It was a blast. My wife actually texted me at one point saying, "Are you okay?" I was. It was great. It was one of those nights, and if you've ever played poker, you've probably had these nights, where I could not get a bad card. I didn't even have to bluff. It wasn't skill. It was just pure luck of great cards. So we had about 8-9 guys playing. I was lucky enough, excuse me, to win a substantial amount of money, okay? I was the only one really at the poker party that won good money. And I did tip the people that needed to be tipped. And I actually gave my brother some of the money as well. But when it was all said and done, I walked away with a decent amount of money. And as I'm driving home at 4 in the morning, and then I got home and I laid down in my bed and I fired up the internet and I started looking at irons because I really need new irons. I started saying to myself, I will never have this amount of money again. That is essentially free money. I earned it. I won it. I should get to spend it. And then, of course, the little person over my shoulder, you know, like in the TV shows, started to say to me, what about daycare? You just bought a new awning for the backyard. What about that? What about groceries? What about buying your wife and family something nice? And then I went back to the irons. So I need to ask you guys and the people at 248-539-9797. Ticket text 248-539-9797. Here's the question. Am I allowed to spend it on myself? I want to say yes, but I kind of feel the answer might be no.
All right. So I know you don't want to give the exact dollar figure, but it's under four figures. So it's under $1,000.
Yes, yes.
It's a lot of money.
It's enough to buy something good.
It's not like a life-altering amount either. I think you should totally buy the irons.
I'm with you. I agree. Ooh. You go buy yourself some new clubs. I think that's totally fine. I wouldn't, you know, unless you had something you were saving for, you know, like you and your family were going to, you know, eventually take a trip, or you were going to get this, you know, you just bought this awning, you just said. I mean, put a little bit of money, I guess, if you have extra towards that. Say, hey, I'll put, I don't know, a couple $100 towards this awning, and then I'm using the rest to buy myself some new irons. I think that is totally all right, and I would do exactly that.
And do you have a pressing need right now financially? Like our air conditioner?
I guess we always do, but
no, I mean
no,
pressing.
We're
need.
Lucky enough that though we don't have any emergency thing like a furnace or an AC. Now that I say this, I'm probably gonna, you know, something's gonna break for sure.
Well, I was just going to say our air conditioner. I mean, we're going to be lucky if we get through this summer. I am rolling the dice big time. And,
so you would spend it on the AC.
And I would put it towards that because, yes, it would help put a dent in that payment. But that's a pressing need to me. I'm mm-hmm. pathetic. I have to have AC. It's so sad that I'm that weak. But I know. Look, I know most people need it. But, no, I need it. Need it. Like, I couldn't live with it. I'd go crazy.
I don't disagree with you. If we had a pressing need, I kind of feel I'd be like, here you go, honey. I also had the chance, by the way, to be the hero. Just go home, put the money down on my wife's, like, you know, nightstand and said, look what daddy got you, honey. And I thought about that, too. I did. But I felt that long, that good feeling would only last for minutes, while these irons could truly improve my awful golf game. And I have gotten better. But I want to know from you, 248-539-9797. The ticket text, 248-539-9797. Fun or family? Do I spend it on the family or can I spend it on actual fun? And before you ask, and you guys might not know this, but on Friday I was on with Wojo. We were filling in for Mike. And I did tell the story how I was at Starbucks for my family. And the person in front of me was nice enough to buy my meal. It was $7, okay? And so I brought it up, and I'm like, what is this? Like, what am I supposed to do? And people called up and said, well, you got to pay for the person in back of you. The person in back of me was $17.54. So I did not pay for the person in back of me. So apparently I broke the chain of, like, good deeds. So I thought I was going to have awful karma, and I thought I was going to be busted within 2 seconds. I wasn't. It went completely the other way. So eventually I'm going to pay back the good deed, but can I buy the golf clubs?
Here, we got a ticket text. Actually, it's not a ticket text. It's from Evan Jenkins. He's saying that you should really use that money to get lessons.
I've gotten lessons already. It's a good point, though.
But the new irons won't help you.
That's not true. I was told the technology in the new irons should help. My last four outings have been in the 90s, so I'm coming for you, Evan. I'm coming for you.
You'd probably
baby.
Beat me right now. I haven't
beat me last time.
I haven't played this year.
Let's get out there. And what better way to do it than with new irons, I feel. 248-539-9797, fun or family? I got some ticket text. You want some of these?
Sure.
Here we go. Go back to Starbucks, pay it forward, then you can buy the irons. I'll do that on my way to the place to buy the irons. Here's another one. My dad played poker infrequently. There was a pile of money left for my mother. Well, after we're finally growing, it says had given the grandchild he was apparently he gave the money to his family, which mm-hmm. is a great thing to do.
Hey,
very nice.
I do have an idea. How much are the irons?
I don't know. Like, I'm thinking $500 to $600.
All right. Perfect. So you would then have a little bit left over. And I say, where's your favorite place to eat?
I mean, Chipotle, obviously.
Do you have somebody that routinely has served you there?
Yeah, probably.
Go give them a humongous tip.
Oh, there you go.
So you get your irons, and you do something nice for somebody who's provided you great service.
That's not bad. It's not bad at all.
But also don't forget about the family. What does your wife think about this?
Oh, with the family? I don't have enough money to go around, Heather.
Well, I mean, you could put a little bit towards something for your wife and daughter that you guys can all go do together. Give still a really nice tip and also get the irons.
His daughter doesn't need she doesn't need anything. She has two birthday parties every year.
That's true. Yeah, that's so true.
Stop it with that. I brought, by the way, I brought her home a huge package of Twizzlers. So I feel even if I gave her the decision, the money or the candy, she would choose the candy. So I got her covered. As far as the wife is concerned, mm-hmm. I really toyed around with the idea of not telling my wife.
No.
I really toyed around with the idea of just showing up with new irons. She would never know. She doesn't look in the back of my car. But then, of course, I chose honesty instead.
Well,
so even more reason to buy the irons, I feel.
That shows everything we need to know about you right there. Deceit.
Oh, will you stop?
All right, let's go to Darren. You're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, Clausy Rieger fan. Great show.
Listen, no, you're the only one.
This is a no-brainer, okay? You keep half. It eases your conscience. You always have a little secret account for your Keno, for your golf, for your casino winnings, and that eases the conscience. Just make sure you fudge the numbers for your buy-in. Make sure your boys know the truth and the non-truth, and then that's it.
Okay, I mean, half, though, but that means I have to save up for the other half of the golf clubs.
You're not capable of saving money?
No, I'm not really. See, Darren, And Tom and Heather, I get, like, I think I've told you this before, but I get to keep a very small amount of percentage of my paycheck for the Jeff Rieger fund. And then the rest goes to the family, obviously, as it should. So, yes, it takes a long time to save up any money at all. That's why I've been thinking about new golf clubs for the longest time. Then this money falls into your lap. Like, I kind of feel it's kismet, as the Jewish people say. I'm a Jew. I'm allowed to say this. It's kismet. Like, I kind of feel it's meant to be.
Get the clubs.
No?
Get the clubs. Do it.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I'm going to go ask my wife at the break. 248-539-9797. The ticket text, 248-539-9797. The Closet Rieger fan said, get the clubs. I kind of want to get the clubs.
Buy the clubs, man. I'm totally for you doing that this time. You deserve it, especially everything that we've been through in the last few months. And
I don't think you
typically splurge on yourself that much. You don't. You never talk about making big purchases.
I don't make any big purchases. I mean, look at the shirt I'm wearing right now. You guys,
oh my
right
God.
There, you see that? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, there you go. Yeah, I mean, I need new shirts for crying. I never buy any. You're right, Tom. I deserve it.
Do it.
I think.
All right, let's go.
New shirt.
Let's go to Chris in Northville. You're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Okay, you have to play the long game on this. You're on the right track. You should have put half on the nightstand, kept half, and then when you want to go out late and play poker in the future, you can do it without any nagging or any trouble.
It's actually a good point. That's a great point because it's almost like a money-making affair. Like, maybe my wife actually thinks I'm so good at poker that I'm going to win every time and she'll let me play again.
Oh.
She probably doesn't think that, actually. Let's be honest.
No,
that's actually a good point by you, though.
We're going to have another leech on our hands here.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't
it
hide the money
so
you won from your wife.
Good. No, I already told her about it.
Good.
In fact, I already put the money in our little money space. I just happened to be taking it out today.
You know what I'm struggling with here? Because I used to play quite a bit of poker. The only time I play is once a year after our fantasy football draft now. Mm-hmm. And it's only a $5, $10 game. But the most I ever played in, I think, was a 50 like you played in. But I'm always tempted when I have poker conversations about getting into hands, and I'm trying to resist asking you like what you won on or what was the best hand of the night, because the equivalent of that is somebody telling you about their fantasy team. It's like nobody cares about it but yourself.
Right.
You know?
No,
but I fall
exactly
into the geek category of I'm interested in that. So don't disclose it. We don't need to go down that boulevard because we'll lose all listeners.
I won a giant hand when I had nines over sixes. And the person I beat had nines over fours. So I beat him with my full house, and it was a massive hand. It was a massive hand. It was a good moment of the
All right, nobody cares. Chad and Troy, you're on 97.1 The Ticket.
I also got trips a lot.
All right, so I won my fantasy league, and I use the winnings to buy a motorcycle, and I drive it to every year. I rub it into my buddies every time I'm on it. I go somewhere. So if these guys that you're playing poker with are people that you golf with, that adds another dimension to it that you can say, oh, you know how I got these irons? I got it when I whooped your butts in poker that one time. You remember that? So that
You are so right, because one of the guys we were playing with, I'll just give you his name, happens to be the great Dan Leach, who I happen to play golf with as well. And you know Leach. Leach always bets. So if I could buy irons that actually make me a little better, and I beat Leach on the course and take his money on the course. Oh my gosh, you're so right, Chad. Now that's just it's a sexy thought.
Now, Heather, you told us off the air that Colin has been playing lots of poker during the pandemic.
Oh my gosh. Oh, so much poker. He's got new poker buddies. He plays online. He's got two nights a week he plays poker, and probably more than I even know about because I go to bed so early. But there's two designated poker nights where he's playing online. And, I mean, he tells me when he wins. He tells me when he loses. And, I mean, we don't have any huge projects. So there is something we do want to do around the house. So if he won a huge amount of money, I would hope maybe he would put a little bit towards this project we need to take care of. But other than that, I mean, he can go spend it on what he wants. I mean, I might, complain about whatever it is he buys, but that'd be all right.
So did he start doing this because of the pandemic, or was he playing some before?
I mean, he's always played some, but I think it really picked up because of the pandemic for sure.
Do you think we have a problem developing?
I hope not.
As long as he wins. That's all that matters.
I mean, you hear that.
It's not a problem. It's not a problem if you're making money.
I did complain at first. I'm like, whoa, wait, you're starting to play now while, like, I've lost a lot of my jobs. I'm not making nearly as much money as I was. Now you're going to play poker? Like, I don't know if this is a great idea, but, you know, I thought about it a little bit, and it's fine. He's not spending a ton of money, so.
I will say this. It's been – I've played a decent amount with, like, actual live people, not robots.
Yes.
Believe it or not, it's been fun. So I understand. Tell Colin to come on over to our group. We'll play
okay,
together.
Okay, I will. I will, and he probably would.
But wear a mask.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's true.
Or we'll play online. Or we can do the Zoom. Yeah.
I'm just curious, though, like I brought that up, because like I know people are developing new habits in their life, and good ones and bad ones. And like, you know, when he's got to go back to work and everything gets back to normal someday, you know, it's like, is he going to be able to shake it? Is he going to be staying up late at night and being tired for work and all that stuff? You never know.
I know.
That's a good point, but...
I mean, addictions are like the virus. It doesn't... it'll prey on anybody.
If he's only playing 2 days a week, I think he's fine. I do. In my personal expert opinion. Or if he's like me and just happens to win, you know? Then everybody's throwing...
Oh, listen to this guy.
The more you win, the more you play.
Yeah.
This is the first time you've ever talked about winning.
Right. So I'm really trying to live it up. I'm sorry, okay? I'm looking at this ticket text. It says a third towards a major need, project or bills. No more than a third for the wife, a third for the self or yourself. So it's not bad.
Buy the clubs.
I don't think I'm going to do it tonight. I'm going to do it tonight or today rather. After this show, I'm going to a golf place. I'm going to hit some clubs and I'm going to bring them in tomorrow or actually just show you guys on the Zoom tomorrow. Do you think it would help my game?
You know what you should do is
no.
They will. If you get the right ones, it will help a little bit. You got to get used to them, though. It might hurt at first. But if I were you, I would go test some and then see if you can buy them online cheaper.
Right. Which, by the way, would be a great move. And then I could give the extra money to my wife.
Exactly.
Or I could use the extra money for more poker buy-ins and try to win even more.
Why don't you go home and tell her that and say, yeah, I'm getting really good at this. Give me some more of my money from my check. See how that goes.
Honey, yeah. Allison, would you mind if I could have a little raise in my allowance so I could play more poker? Which, by the way, the long game is obviously I'll borrow $10,000 against the house to go to the World Series of Poker.
Oh, come on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.